through the Veil TV. Live streaming TV made by psychics, for psychics, helping others around the world. Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the show.
Hi everyone, welcome to Through the Veil TV. And we have Psychic Maika with us tonight. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. So how's your day been?
Excuse me?
How's your day been?
How's my day been? My day's been great. This morning I started out with a little meditation and you know, for guidance and it was just been a great day since then. It's been very relaxing. I have a almost 4-month old daughter. She's amazing. So my days are just blessed. My days are very blessed.
That's really good to hear. And hello to Rowena. Thank you for watching. Thank you everyone else for tuning in. And now on the show, we do give away, we can get you in the studio to get a free reading. Let us know in the comments if you would like that, and I can organize that for you. And if anyone has any questions, please put them in the comments, and Maika may answer them. And thank you, Rowena, for sharing.
Hello, Rowena. How are you?
Yeah, everyone can hear us, right? Can you hear me?
How's my feet? I can hear you. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'd like to welcome anybody who's joining us.
So what tools do you use?
I use a lot of my intuition. I meditate a lot. Like I said, I do use cards. Most of the time when I'm at a loss, I'll go to my cards. I use pendulum, you know. I believe in stone energy. I'm an energy worker. I'm a shaman. So I deal with energies.
So we have a question for you.
Yeah, I see it. Will you ever meet a good man? Yes. And I think that you've met many, but you've overlooked them. Maybe because you were stuck in a situation where you couldn't get out of, and you were so directed in a certain direction that you weren't able to pay attention to them. That's what I feel. But yes, I believe you meet good men, and there's met plenty of good men, and there's a good man out there for you. Hello, Teresa. How are you today?
So let us know where you are watching from. And where are you watching? Where are you from? What part of the world?
I was born and raised in San Diego. I was recently moved from Texas to Washington State. My spirit has called me here to the trees and wanted me to come meditate in the trees. And like I said, it's been wonderful for me. And so I'm in Washington State. I went from Texas to almost being in Canada, and I'm very happy.
Right. Okay. And Teresa is doing good. Kentucky, she's from.
What's the weather like in Kentucky? Canada, nice. I'm close to Canada. Very close to Canada. So what's everybody been doing to pass the time during COVID? I've been doing a lot of me time. That sounds selfish, but sometimes you gotta do that. You gotta take your me time, work on yourself, and in the long run, you come out way happier, way better person. You can find that peace by taking your me time. Feed your inner soul, make yourself happy.
And also, if anyone would like to purchase a reading with you, with me Mayika. Now, am I saying your name right? Mayika?
Micah. It's Micah. Okay.
The meetings are 1777. And we can do that in the comments. Rowena says it's cold here.
It's been nice where I'm at. It's only frozen a couple times. It rains a lot. It doesn't bring me down though. If you know the sun's there, you have faith, you can still feel that good feeling from it. So the rain doesn't gloom me down or nothing, but it's kind of cold. I mean, it's a little cold outside. I'm enjoying the energy out here. The energy of life. There's life everywhere. So I really love it. I heard Canada's even prettier. Is Canada more beautiful than here, than Washington? Yes, it's what they tell me. It's warm for this time of year, but being from Texas, well, I work outside, so I'm kind of acclimated. That's why I'm sitting out in just a hoodie, but it's quite a difference. It's colder, but there's life everywhere. I mean, everywhere you look, there's something growing. There's animals. There's just it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. I really like it. If anybody out there would like a personalized reading, three cards, it's 1777. My Cash App is up there. You weren't there. Anybody have any questions they would like to ask? I do have a pendulum. I can ask questions, pull your card. You can also get a paid reading, three cards for 1777. Let's see, I can talk about being a shaman. First of all, a shaman is not a religion. It's a way of life. It's a positive way of thinking and understanding to be happier, basically, to find peace and balance is what it is. You start with yourself and you go inside and you open up. And it's a wonderful thing. And then you start to understand everything in nature, you know, everything, basically the universe, and you learn to listen to it. It's very enlightening and a beautiful journey for me. It's not for everybody, but for me, it's been amazing. And it's not about religion or color of skin or anything like that. I am Hawaiian and Native American, but that has nothing to do with me being a shaman. Shaman is something that I didn't have a choice in being. It's something I was born. And it goes back a lot, I mean, to the beginning of time. So it's just a different way of looking at things and understanding so that you can find that good in life and live in it and enjoy it and bask in it. So, but it all starts with you, with that inner peace. My meditation life's experiences have got me where I'm at, and I couldn't ask for more blessings, and I count them. I lose count sometimes, but I count them so I know that I have them, because if you don't count your blessings, you don't know you have them. I deal with all energies, good and bad, and I try to neutralize things. I try to balance things. That's my job here. I help a lot of other spiritual people that take all different walks. Being said, carrying energies, I heal with energies. And I want to say something about that. Actually, to everybody, because a lot of people, they go to people like me and they want healing, and then they don't understand why it doesn't work. And basically, if you come to me and you say, I need a healing. I'm not sure if it's going to work because I'm kind of skeptical about this. But I want you to heal me. I'm going to tell you, no, you need to go study what you want done and believe it before you come to me. Because if you don't have faith yourself, then what I'm doing for you can't work. So I'm not going to take your money and rob you of your money, basically, so that I can be greedy and you not be healed, because you don't believe that you can be healed. So you're not going to be healed. You're basically refusing it, and you have to accept it. So accepting it means like faith, like you accept religion or whatever you accept in life, your job, everything. You got to accept it and be happy, be happy with what you have. And you accept it, you take it in, and then you can be healed. Okay. So realize that when you come to people for healing, and because I'm 45 years old and I feel pretty good. It's the shaman life that's done for me. So I'm just telling you, it's out there. It's there. I help with pain. I help with emotional wounds and spiritual wounds, because I do work on the other side as a shaman. I'm better with my hands. To touch something, I can help. I can help soothe and heal and stuff like that. Sending energy over a distance, I'm learning to do that. And some people, it works. And some people, I don't know whether they don't believe it's going to work or not, but my intention is to send positive energy out all the time for everybody. So it's there for you to get if you want it. You just got to accept it. I meditate every day. I send out that energy. So, and I want to say the same thing with negative energy. Just as you accept the healings and positive energy, you can not accept the negative energy. Okay. You can, I don't care what that person said, or it doesn't matter. You don't accept it. You don't, what they did, you let it go and move on and live your life. And you don't take in that negativity, that negative energy. You can choose to accept things and not to accept things, set boundaries. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say, to you all. There's more if you guys ask questions, because it's not, this isn't all about me, but I've been reading cards for only about 3 years. I've been meditating since I was 5 years old. So my connection is a little different than others. I was called to this for a long time, so it's been very easy for me to pick it up, because I accepted it. I accepted the responsibility and the gift of knowledge, of wisdom. And that's what I want to share with people. And so that you know that it's there for you. If you want, if I can do it, chances are, if you try, you could do it. If you really honed in, you have a gift. Everybody's got it. So most people here, they probably have gifts and they're using them in some way in their life. Maybe they don't know. Some people, they have a feeling, and they kind of feel it. They can feel that they have a gift. Some people cover it up. They do things to cover it up, drugs and whatnot, and try to cover up these feelings and these things that they have. That's those boundaries. You gotta set your boundaries and decide for yourself what you want. But anyway, I'll guide people to their truth, to your truth, because what's inside of you, only you can make you happy. Okay. Only you can do it. Nobody else can do that for you. So it starts with you. So I want to guide you to your higher source, to your higher power, whoever it is you pray to. I don't care. It's not for me to judge. I'm just here for balance. Okay. And as long as your intentions are good with me, I can care less who you pray to, what you believe in, or what you eat, or who you marry, or anything. As long as you have good intentions, then more, I support you 100%. I mean, that's just the way it is. it's a good world out there, you guys. You gotta see it. It's the way you look at it. Life is beautiful. I don't know if you can see kind of behind me. Look at these trees. Before I was in Texas, there was just brown desert and pump jacks, oil pump jacks behind me. And I was working in the oil field. It made my soul very unhappy, very, very unhappy. And I came here, and now I am working in the lumber business, but that's how you make money here. And I tell you what, my soul is happy because I don't feel like I'm destroying the earth. I mean, yeah, I'm mining, but they plant the trees to replace them. I mean, I'm not the one cutting down the trees. I'm just the one taking a forklift and moving the product around, loading trucks and unloading trucks and loading the belt for product line, for lumber to be cut, for people to have houses, for people to build stuff. So, you know, I can't feel too bad about that. But I was out there working frack. I was involved with polluting the earth, I felt. And it was a conflict. So when I got out of that, it helped me blossom more. Really put me in touch with nature on a way deeper level, way better. We do have a 3-card paid reading for 1777. I'm here to answer some questions. You can test my abilities a little bit with the card. I'll also happily answer a pendulum question or intuition if you just would like a straight answer. I want to say bless everybody, love and light, bless the whatever it is that you say, namaste, however you say, everybody, welcome. Anybody and everybody watching, welcome. Quiet. Once again, my name is Michael Webb, Michael Dwayne Webb, and I'm here on Through the Veil TV. We're live. Told a little bit of my story. If you missed it, I'm a shaman. I love life. I love people. Not everybody. People don't all love me. Some people, they're not sure what to take of my energy, but it's good. Trust that. It's really good. I'm just different. As a shaman, you walk in two worlds, basically. Well, multiple, but I have here and there is what I have. It's a good thing. It's amazing. To deny being a shaman is to be insane, basically. So when you have the calling, you really don't have a choice. Except it's beautiful. I can't explain it. It's just a different way to look at things. It's not a religion. You could be a shaman witch. You could be a shaman priest. You could be a shaman. There's all kinds of different. I mean, I don't even know the combinations of shamans. It's an ancient belief system. It's not a religion. It's beliefs. It's a positive way of thinking. To change your view of things and to gain a deeper understanding of life. And when you get a deeper understanding of everything that exists, you don't get so mad you got to pay your bills and stuff like that. You understand that you're putting that back into the universe, and somebody eats off that money. Somebody eats off that bill money you pay. I mean, that hurts to pay the bill, sure. You know, the bill's high, it's cold outside, the heat bill's high, but that money's feeding the family. And it's not their fault their corporation charges you too much. You know, it's not the person on the phone that you call and you complain, why is my bill so high? It's not their fault. You know, it's society as a whole, and big business is not, we're just all trying to survive, okay? All of us, everybody, you, me, the policeman, the fireman, the witch down the street, okay? That we're all just trying to survive. That's it. Be good to one another. Be friendly to people. You got that good energy that comes back. I promise you, it comes back. If there's anybody that wants to start meditating, if you have really bad anxiety, meditation can help you, okay? Controlled breathing, basically you control your breathing, you take breaths in, people say you count to 10 and whatnot, you count to whatever's comfortable for you, whatever you can relax at, whether it's a 4 count or a 10 count, that's what you breathe into, okay? You breathe in, hold it for the same count that you breathe in. So if it's a 4 count, you're gonna hold your breath for 4 seconds, okay? And then you're gonna exhale for 4 seconds. If it's 10 seconds, you're gonna inhale for 10 seconds, hold it for 10 seconds, and exhale for 10 seconds. Whatever's comfortable for you, okay? Whatever makes you comfortable. If you need a glass of wine and a hot bath and a jacuzzi to relax, then do it, okay? You'll thank me later, all right? You wanna get relaxed. You wanna breathe and you wanna clear your mind, okay? And you're gonna close your eyes and you're gonna think of what makes you happy. That's what you're gonna think about. You're gonna think of what makes you happy and what's positive, what makes you feel good. And you wanna vision that. And you're just relaxing. And I'm not telling you you're going to go anywhere. You're going to leave your body. You're just relaxing and trying to kind of daydream about what makes you happy. So you can find that comfortable place and realize what it feels like. So you can go look for that later. That's what I'm getting at. Really look for it. Not just what you find the first time you meditate. But when you meditate, you really find yourself. And you can smile every day. Every day you can find something to smile about, because life is great, okay? And you can manifest things for yourself and for people around you. Because if you manifest things for yourself and you draw in good people, the people around you are gonna manifest for them too. Because the energy, it's the way the energy works. I excel at work. I'm not bragging, but I mean I do good at what I do because my energy. I enjoy the sunrise. Can I get a name, please? A full name? Wendy Keenan, can I get a full name, please? A picture would be better, but I don't think I can get a picture on here. But I'm really good with pictures. I can look at a picture and tell you all kinds of things about the person. If it's not you, I do limit some of the things I say because it's not personable to read somebody without their permission. You know, it's not morally right, okay? It's not, if they come to me and ask me to read them, I'll read them. But to read somebody else and to invade into their life, that's a different story. But to warn someone or to give someone guidance in a matter when it comes to somebody else is different. So it's how you say things, your intentions, okay, that make all the world a difference. Okay, let me. I don't have a message for you. I wish I did, but I'm going to tell you something. I have a very uncomfortable feeling right now. Really bad anxiety and depression. I don't have a message for you. I apologize. I try to connect for anybody I can. Mediumship isn't the easiest thing. Sometimes when you try to get information from somebody, they don't know you or they or anything, nobody give you a message that will talk to you. If you're not meant to get the message, then you're not going to get it. Sometimes you put a request out there for a message and it comes at a later time and you get the answer because you go through a different channel. Some souls are protected. I know it sounds strange, but believe me, it's true. Some souls are very protected in the afterlife. Okay. I can tell you this is making me feel very uncomfortable in my chest right now. Maybe because it brings back some memories that I have of someone that's passed in my life. I'm not sure, but it's making me very, very uncomfortable. There's some things that I want to say, but out of respect, I'm not going to do that here. You're more than welcome to go to my my Facebook. It's under the same name that's right there, and message me. And I do have a couple things to say to you. It's not very a message, but something to share with you. Micah Dwayne Webb on Facebook. I'm actually feeling like pain on my body right now. I'm very anxious. I'm not sure why, like in fear almost. And I'm not, there's nothing out here to be scared of. Anyways, if you want to contact me on Facebook, I gotta clear myself real quick. Wow.
Okay, we've lost him for, I don't know why. He'll come back, I think. Hi everyone, here he is. Hello.
I don't know what happened.
Sorry. I'll leave you to it.
Oh man, the energy there got really, really, really strong. Sorry.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. And that's how easy it is. It's let it go. Don't accept it. Sorry. Sometimes the energy gets really high, but if you want to contact me, like I said on Facebook, you just contact me, and I do have some things to tell you. Anyway, woo. Ah. You also need to realize that Wendy, you need to realize that you need to not feel guilty too. Okay. I feel like you feel guilty and it's not your fault. Okay. People make their own choices, like choosing to accept something or not accept it. People make their own choices. Not like you're blaming yourself, but like there's something you could have done to change things. And I don't feel there's anything that could be done. I feel like, Wendy, I feel like you've let go of, you stopped kind of caring about yourself recently, too. Anyway, I send you love and light and positive energy, and I send it your way. I hope everything is good for you, and I hope you get your message from your daughter. I do paid readings. 1777 right here for 3 cards. If you'd like one, go ahead and see the Cash App, and I'd be more than happy to do it for you right away.
Do you burn sage?
Yes, I do. I burn sage. This is a funny story. I was allergic to sage for many years and could not burn it. And I have a witch friend in San Diego that I said, do me a favor, plant a sage plant in your garden in my name, and like in with me and in your intentions.
Yeah.
And she did. She put my name on a piece of paper and she wrote it on, she put it in the pot. And sometime later I walked into a house to do a clearing, actually, because I do house clearings. It's the energy worker thing, okay, shaman. And I went to go do a house clearing. I walked in and the house was completely smudged and smoke, okay, with sage. I walked in and instantly thought, oh no, I'm gonna start coughing, and I didn't. And I had a spray too, a smudge spray, that it's just to take out any kind of little energies in the room that you might feel. I mean, I don't know if it works as good as a smoke. Nothing does. I think smoke works better than anything, but the spray, and I was allergic to that too. It'd make me sneeze, and I don't sneeze anymore from it. So I now burn sage, and it's a lot stronger property wise than the Palo Santo ever was. But the Palo Santo, if you burn that, it's very calming. It only gets rid of negative stuff. It doesn't get rid of sage. Can get rid of everything. Sage is very strong if you know how to use it. So, yes. What about you, Kat? What is your main tool that you use? Is it cards?
Mediumship.
Ah, so you understand the feeling I just got.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Woo. Anyway.
Really. But
Yeah.
yeah, I love sage and incense, sandalwood. I love that. And cinnamon.
Oh, cinnamon. I love cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it. I burn incense when I can. Right now I'm staying with somebody, so I don't have the freedoms that I would have. I just moved here. The
Yeah.
blessing is I got a job after being here for 6 days. And right now that's amazing. Everybody's like, "What? You know, how did you do that?" And it's only 5 miles from my house. So
Good.
it's like the universe just provided, okay?
Yeah.
But as soon as I get a place, you better believe that it will be my space, and it'll be comfortable for anybody that comes in. And for people that clear their space, they understand that when you walk into my house, you instantly feel calm and comfortable. You're just like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I love it. So I really like the Palo Santo. The sage I've been burning more, though. I've been burning a lot more sage because I've been doing different things that require sage, something stronger.
Yeah.
So sage is very strong when it comes to purifying areas and energies and stuff. So
It's uplifting. I love that.
yes, very strong.
Yeah.
You have faith. You got to have faith. But they've been burning it since biblical days, so it's got to do something good. It's got to be good for us.
Anyone would like a three card reading or three questions, so 1777, and or if you just have a one question, put it in the comments, please. I've got some names
Nobody
here. I have to exit.
is, oh, okay. Nobody is useless. What does that say? Useless? Basically, it's like this. You need to accept that, you know, it's her time. A lot of people come to me and they say, "Please go find out if my loved one is okay because they committed suicide or they overdosed or something like that. And I need to know that they're not in hell." Okay. Let me tell you something, that being a spiritual worker that works both sides, that there's a dark void on the other side that souls go to when they don't go straight to heaven, or per se, as you would think. It's like a void of everything. And those are the people that I go and help. Okay. And some of them, unfortunately, I have to take them back to life again and then get reborn, you know, and they have to come back to learn a lesson again. And some, they learn their lesson when they hit that black spot, and they go on, and they go on to becoming light and energy and everything that exists with everything. Okay. Back to the creator, to God, however you want to think of it, you know, as an angel, whatever you want to think of, that's what happens. And that's really what happens. And it's there. It's there. But hell per se, our creator is very merciful, okay? He loves us. I say this to you very seriously because I felt this, and it feels like fire in your soul or thunder in your chest. It feels amazing. Okay? It feels amazing. Our creator loves us and has mercy. Okay? Everybody has a different time, and you have to accept that it's her time. Be strong for yourself, for other people in your family. You're still needed here. You still have a job here. Okay? Her job was done. But you still have a job here. And it's very important to all of us, to all of us, to everyone, that you do this, and you do it at your own pace. You do it at your own time. There's no time limit for how long it's going to take you to feel better or get over something. What you got to do is just make sure that you're always working towards that goal, and that you're doing something to get towards that. I'm not saying you have to meditate or anything, but, you know, process it. Allow yourself to process it. And if you are processing it, then you need to allow yourself to release it. And releasing it means letting it go. It means you write your feelings down and burn them, or you go scream into the forest, or you burn a candle and curse it out while you're doing it and tell it all your anger, or whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you do that makes you feel better. Or you play, maybe you play instruments, maybe you sew, maybe you garden, cook, whatever. Okay. Find that place and take yourself there and slowly be able to get that feeling and take yourself there. And trust me, I'm telling you that you got to release it. You release it, you start to accept it. You accept that whatever it is that's getting it to you, you accept it and realize that you can't do anything about it. There's nothing you can do. Okay. It's already happened. We can't fix the past. People always say, what was my past life? And I'll tell them what they did, or, you know, what it was. And they say, well, how can this change me now? And I'm like, well, it helps create the character or who your soul, your karma now, but it doesn't really relate to right now, because right now is now. And the future, you have a choice in that. Okay, so I could pull your cards and you could have a man coming, right? But maybe you for some reason choose not to, or whatever it is. People have a choice. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. The future is not written. You know, and all you can do is deal with right now. So you can't change the past. So you let that stuff go. Okay. You let it go and realize that there's nothing I can do about it. I gotta let it go. And you find your outlet, but what it is that makes you let it go. I like to sing, play drums, I play guitar, okay. I walk miles in a day. I walk 3 to 5 miles normally on my days off. And then last week I walked 7.5 miles, okay, in a morning. And that's because all this negative energy going around right now, I have to ground myself in a way like you wouldn't believe. I walked 3.5 miles and realized that I'd finally walked out all the negative energy. Okay. So you got to figure out a way to let it go, because I can carry that negative energy around and go home and be just not knowing why I'm upset or why I'm angry or hurt or, you know, whatever the feelings that I'm going through, emotional roller coaster. Because once you start going that way, it just takes off. Okay. I walk that to ground, and nobody told me to do that. But when I read on it, on shamanism and walking and all that, guess what it told me after I had already been doing it, okay? So basically, I'm very well grounded. And I suggest everybody do the same thing and release. Wendy, there are people out there like me that help people to release things, okay, to figure out how to release things, and they're not going to charge you anything because they genuinely want to help you, okay? So that's why I say, okay, I hope you have a blessed evening. I hope we didn't touch any real sore spots, but I do have some good information for you. No messages, unfortunately, but some good information for you. If you contact me on Facebook, send me a picture. If I can connect, I'd gladly give you the message, just because I really feel for you. I have loved ones gone. My mom, my stepdad, who is my dad in every sense, my real dad, he's not in my life. And really, I don't care. I mean, I'm not missing nothing, right? I don't even know who he is, okay? I lost a grandson in 2018. That was probably the hardest thing that ever happened to me. But it was also the most spiritually moving thing that ever happened to me. And I'm not saying, you know, oh, it made me overjoyed. Shoot, I still cry. I'm still sad. I still miss him, okay? But he hasn't gone anywhere, okay? I feel him. I know he's here. Just like my mom, I feel her. I wish I could talk to her. I wish I could hear her voice. I'd do anything to hear my mom's voice. I can do so much. I can do so many things for other people, but I can't hear my mama's voice. Well, that would be amazing. Okay. But I know she's here. Okay. I know she's watching over me. She's with me, and you have a lot of that, especially right now. You have energies over you. You have angelic energies over you. You have ancestral energies over you, trying to help you through. That's why I say, as you need release. There's other things working in your favor. I understand. Like I said, just contact me. I don't want to open up all the way right here and let out things that shouldn't be said on this platform. It's more personal. I feel like you and I should have kind of a personal conversation about this. If you can understand that, no disrespect or anything, just. Welcome to friend request me or whatever. I have a page on Facebook too. I share my page all the time on my personal feed. I'm not ashamed. I don't hide. I'm very open about who I am and what I do. And so I'm easy to find. There's only one, Micah Dwayne Webb. Google it. It's going to take you right to me. That is my name. I'm going to thank everybody for joining us on Through the Veil TV. We do three card reading for 1777. I could pull you one card for free. Answer any questions. We've got a little bit of time left. It's been great. I want to thank everybody who's involved with this feed, this live show. I don't know how many people are watching. It doesn't matter. The fact is I got to talk and somebody heard me. I hope you guys have all enjoyed our little chat. Thank everybody that's behind this. People need this. People need to see this.
Thank you. Your show was great.
You're breaking up on me. I think I say it again.
I said your show was great.
Is it done?
Nearly.
Okay.
Well, if anyone has a question, please ask.
Yeah. If anybody has a question, ask me. I'm more than willing to answer something. Teresa. Just a second, let me. I pulled you the Two of Wands. It says waiting for results. What I think is, I think that you've been wanting to travel, really. I think this card has to do more with travel, or you're missing travel or something, family maybe. And I think this is kind of driving you crazy. the whole thing. There's a choice that you've had to make or something recently that's affected your plans. And I'm not sure exactly what it is because I only pulled you one card, but I believe that there's you had planned on doing something and something came up and you can't do it. And I'm not sure whether it's COVID or something else, but that's what I believe it is. You're waiting on an outcome or waiting, you know, you're kind of just waiting for whatever the situation is to be resolved, whether it's personal or COVID or whatever it is, so that you can carry on with your plans. Tell me how I did, please. The calling to become a shaman has been really there all my life. I didn't know. I even have a bald spot on my back of my head from wearing a ball cap so much, because I always had this longing to keep my head covered. I didn't realize it was because I was taking on all this other stuff. But the real shamanism came in when my grandson died. Before that, I just thought I was basically an empath, or maybe a witch, or, you know, I wasn't sure what was going on, but I believed in higher power and the creator and everything. So, and I've always had a calling to Native American stuff. I've always really liked it. So, I started to really look at shamanism in a different aspect, like, because I read an article by the Native Americans that said that sometimes family wasn't about blood. Sometimes it's about the soul. Okay. And I realized that I wasn't listening to the right souls. Okay. So I started to meditate and started to go in and ask for answers that I knew were there. Okay. That I knew were there for me. I always knew they were there. I always knew they were there, but I wasn't listening to them. I was ignoring it. I was doing things to where I couldn't grow. I couldn't manifest. I couldn't do these things that I love to do now for myself and for others. But for the most importantly, is to manifest for yourself. If you can't do things for yourself, including change, you can't do stuff for other people. Okay. Now, I may not be able to do some things for myself, like when it comes to being honest with myself, reading myself. Okay, what I need, but I know what a lot of other people need. I know, you know, how to help other people, and that's the funny part about it. But becoming a shaman really came to me only 2 years ago, but I feel like I've been this way for years, and it's because I dove into it head on. And anybody that was there at my beginning knows that I was very naive, and I wasn't the person I am now. In the last few years, I've really, really grown leaps and bounds, and I think everybody around me, including Kat, Sarah, I have other friends, and I'm not going to mention them because they're probably not on this platform, but a lot of people that they know, I love them like family, and I respect them very much, and they've seen me grow little by little, and seen the changes in me, and they think highly enough of me to involve me in what they do, and I feel very blessed. Like I said, I do picture readings too. You'd be pretty amazed at what I can get out of a picture. So
that's good. Nice to say.
Well, it's honest. I'm not going to say nothing if it's not true. So I love it. I love and respect all you guys for your differences and everything. All of you do different stuff, and it's just amazing to be a part of it. So
thank you, and thank you everyone for watching tonight's show. And thank you for your show tonight. Now let me say Maika, is that right?
Maika, yes.
Maika, okay, Maika. That's, okay.
Maika, like in the Bible, but it's not spelled that way, but that's the way it's said. It still means the same thing. It means the same thing. It means Michael. So okay. it's Maika.
And okay? Teresa says thank you. Now, if anyone would like to book Maika for a private reading, would you like to say your website? We usually would have it up in the comments.
Okay, well, my website on Facebook is Shamanic Spiritual Connections and Guidance. And it's spelled out completely. Shamanic Spiritual Connections and Guidance. And that's my page on Facebook. And you can go on there, and I have deals for readings, and I do little games and all kinds of stuff for people so that I can spark your interest and you can see what I can do. I want to gain your confidence before you know anything. I'm more out to help people than I am about the money, but money's nice. So I love all you guys, and anybody that wants to come to my page, Shamanic Spiritual Connections and Guidance. Okay, come to the page, and basically it's a very positive page. It's a lot of positive things. I promote positivity. So,
and we can also get you'll be back next week. If anyone would like a reading on the show, we can do it in the comments. So 7077. If you'd like to get in the studio for a free reading, the I can organise that with you. So contact the page or let us know now, and I'll contact you. We're answering questions also through the show, doing one card free questions. But thank you everyone for watching. And we'll be back soon with another show. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Through the Veil TV. Thank you for watching today. You can find information on our psychics on our Facebook page. Please leave them a review on